Steve Hansen, The Legacy. The Making of a New Zealand Coaching Great, written by Gregor Paul and read by Kevin Keyes. Having coveted the role of All Blacks head coach for most of his adult life, there was strangely no sense of contentment for Steve Hansen when he was appointed on the 16th of December 2011. His nervousness was detectable from the moment he sat down in front of the assembled media pack at New Zealand Rugby's headquarters just hours after he had won the job. Despite having spent the last 8 years as assistant coach of the All Blacks, there was, to Hansen's mind, an incredible and almost unimaginable jump in the enormity of the responsibility he had just assumed. For 8 years, he'd had access to certain parts of the All Blacks engine. He'd been able to push buttons and pull levers in this great big machine. But as head coach, he now stood in front of the whole control panel, entrusted to know how everything worked. He was the man with the total responsibility to steer the All Blacks through the turbulent seas of international rugby. That realisation stoked in him a mix of incredible pride, excitement and, in those first few weeks, almost paralysing fear. Some of his stress was born from coveting something for so long, only to have the sobering realisation he should have been careful what he had wished for. It's interesting, because you go through the process of your interviews and you are desperate because you want the job so much, he said. And then they give it to you and it's like, whoa, now I have to go and do it. I don't think you would be normal if you didn't feel a little intimidated by that, because you understand the enormity of the job you have been given. You wouldn't be human if you didn't have some self-doubt either. The weight of history was bearing down on him because Hansen had an almost spiritual connection with the All Blacks. The All Blacks weren't just a rugby team, but the embodiment of the pioneering spirit of the nation. He was an avid historian and knew how the All Blacks had profoundly shaped the psyche of the nation. How they pervaded so deeply into the narrative of a tiny country's struggle to break their colonial past and stand on their own two feet. Hansen knew he was taking charge of something bigger than himself and the players, that he'd been entrusted as the custodian of something remarkably precious. One of Hansen's predecessors, John Mitchell, had, maybe not deliberately, used the All Blacks job as a stepping stone to other things. He had used his time with the All Blacks to become a career coach, landing roles around the world on the strength of a CV that contained a 2-year stint in charge of the world's best-known rugby team. The All Blacks were never going to be a box to tick for Hansen. At 52 years old, he reached the apex of his career the day he was appointed. This was everything he had strived for, and burning inside him was a primal need to add something to the legacy. To preside over a period that could stand proudly alongside everything the All Blacks had already achieved.